Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. You never know what pair you're going to pull out or what shape it's in. It's time to upgrade your underwear drawer with the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. Plus, it's breathable and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/comfort. Enter promo code COMFORT. That's MeUndies.com/comfort, code COMFORT.
Imagine an intriguing woman entangled in a political marriage that transcends religious boundaries and challenges the social expectations of her time. That's Jezebel, a legendary figure from the Old Testament whose name has become synonymous with control, cunning, and even depravity. However, Jezebel's story is much more intricate than many realize. So today, I'll share all the details recounted in the Bible about the character and history of Jezebel. Please support us with your likes and subscriptions to the channel so we can share this content. The name Jezebel has ancient and intriguing roots dating back to the Old Testament of the Bible. Jezebel was a Phoenician queen who played a significant role in the religious and political history of Israel. Her name is often associated with traits of strength and determination, but also controversy and negative influence, given how she manipulated her husband, murdered prophets before deceiving, conspiring, and condemning those who didn't follow her orders or accept her own God as the only true God. The exact meaning of the name Jezebel varies, but many believe it can be translated as Baal exalts, or Baal is the husband, referring to the Phoenician god Baal, who was worshipped at the time. However, Jezebel is primarily remembered for her opposition to the prophet Elijah and for promoting the worship of other gods in Israel, leading to adverse consequences. Jezebel's story in the Old Testament begins when she was brought from the kingdom of Sidon, a Phoenician region, to marry King Ahab of the northern kingdom of Israel. This marital union was largely a political alliance intended to strengthen ties between Israel and Sidon. Jezebel was the daughter of the king of Sidon, and her marriage to Ahab aimed to consolidate a strategic alliance between the two nations. However, Jezebel's arrival in Israel brought not only a foreign princess, but also her faith in a variety of gods, considered by the Old Testament writers as pagan deities. This triggered a religious and political conflict as Jezebel encouraged the worship of Baal in Israel. The influence of Jezebel over King Ahab in his worship of the god Baal is a fascinating aspect of biblical history. The introduction of Baal into Israel was a gradual process, largely driven by Jezebel's devotion to the Phoenician deity. Known as a controlling and manipulative woman, she brought priests and prophets of Baal, built temples in honor of Baal, and even promoted this worship, encouraging the worship of Baal as an alternative to the God of Israel. Her influence over Ahab and the royal court was remarkable, and many Israelites ended up being seduced by the foreign religion of Baal. This resulted in significant religious and spiritual conflicts in Israel, as described in biblical narratives. The story of Jezebel in the Bible is filled with events highlighting her wicked actions and the abuse of power she wielded during her time as the queen consort of Israel. One of the most notorious episodes was her defiance of Jehovah, the God of Israel, actively promoting the worship of Baal, a foreign deity in the northern kingdom of Israel. Jezebel not only encouraged the worship of Baal, but also ordered the death of several prophets of Jehovah, eliminating those who opposed her religious beliefs. Additionally, she abused royal power to finance and support hundreds of prophets of Baal, using state resources to promote this foreign religion. This not only angered the religious leaders of Israel, but also deeply divided the Israelite people in terms of faith and loyalty. It seemed that no one was strong enough or willing to repel Jezebel's ideas for the nation until the prophet known as Elijah, concerned about the division between Jehovah and Baal, especially with Jehovah's presence now being overshadowed, summoned the prophets of Baal and challenged them to prove the superiority of their deity. The challenge was quite simple. Both Elijah and the prophets of Baal would offer a bull as a sacrifice before their gods. The god who showed greater power over the presented sacrifice would be declared the true and most powerful god. On Mount Carmel, the prophets of Baal prepared two altars, prayed, kindled fire, danced, and offered a bull as a sacrifice. Despite their fervent efforts, Baal did not respond. Elijah then built an altar for Jehovah, the God of Israel, and drenched it with water, making the challenge even more difficult. However, when Elijah called upon God, a divine fire descended from the heavens and consumed the bull offered as a sacrifice, clearly demonstrating the supremacy of Jehovah. As if that wasn't enough to demonstrate his power, God rewarded Elijah by sending a torrential rain that ended a 3-year drought, afflicting the local population. After triumphing in the challenge on Mount Carmel, where God Jehovah displayed his power in a spectacular way, Elijah exhibited an attitude of revenge and ruthlessness. His victory over the prophets of Baal triggered an episode of rebellion. He spared none of the prophets of Baal. He hunted down and killed all more than 800 prophets. Some may argue that this was a complete overkill, or perhaps that it makes Elijah as bad as Jezebel. The Old Testament doesn't reveal Elijah's motivations for his mass murder of the prophets of Baal. Despite the evident miracle that had occurred, Jezebel did not accept the defeat of her religion and became furious with Elijah. She vowed vengeance against him and promised to kill him in retaliation for the death of the prophets of Baal. Fear for his life led Elijah to flee to the desert, where he felt desperate and exhausted. He cried out to God, asking him to take his life, but God strengthened and sustained him, providing him with food and divine guidance. This journey of Elijah through the desert symbolizes not only his physical escape, but also a spiritual journey of reflection and renewal of his faith. Jezebel became increasingly controlling and manipulative. Once King Ahab wished to acquire Naboth's vineyard, which was located next to the royal palace. However, Naboth refused the king's offer as the land was a family inheritance, and Israelite law prohibited the sale of ancestral lands. Disappointed, Ahab turned to his wife, Jezebel, known for her influence over him. Determined to satisfy Ahab's desire, Jezebel conspired to falsely accuse Naboth of blasphemy against God and the king, resulting in his execution. With Naboth's death, Ahab finally obtained the vineyard he so desired. However, Ahab and Jezebel's actions were seen as deeply wicked and displeasing in the eyes of God. Ahab, under Jezebel's influence, allowed his ambition and greed to lead him to commit an unjust and sinful act. In an earlier moment, before fleeing to the desert, Elijah confronted King Ahab with a prophetic message from God. He denounced the king's actions and announced that, as a result of his wicked conduct, both he and his wife Jezebel would suffer terrible consequences. Elijah's prophecy about Ahab foresaw his removal from the throne and the extermination of his royal lineage. Regarding Jezebel, Elijah also prophesied her death in a particularly grim manner, stating that dogs would devour her body by the wall of Jezreel. These prophecies, though severe, served as a warning about the spiritual and moral consequences of Ahab and Jezebel's actions. After Elijah's prophecy about the fate of Ahab and Jezebel, the fulfillment of these prophecies occurred at different times, but both reflected divine judgment on their actions. Ahab died during a battle against the Syrians as part of a sequence of events that had been prophesied. He was struck by a randomly launched arrow during the battle and ultimately lost his life, fulfilling Elijah's prophecy that he would not come out alive from the battle. As for Jezebel, her death was particularly tragic. After Ahab's death, his son Joram reigned as the king of Israel. Jezebel continued to exert influence over the kingdom, but her reign was also destined to end, according to Elijah's prophecy. In a distressing event, Jezebel was thrown out of the window by palace officials at the command of Jael, a woman who defied her authority. Jezebel fell and died, and dogs devoured her body, as foretold in Elijah's prophecy. These events are seen as the fulfillment of divine justice in response to the wicked actions of Ahab and Jezebel, who promoted the worship of Baal and persecuted the prophets of Jehovah. They serve as examples in the Bible of the importance of living according to God's commandments and the consequences that can result from straying from faith and practicing justice. We hope you enjoyed today's story. Please share your thoughts in the comments and subscribe to the channel to help spread our work. Hugs, and may God be with you.